Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shlach, Tavshanayin Vav. The Torah goes through the excruciating details of the ill-fated journey of the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael in order to bring back a report about the land. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a set of instructions, that they went to Eretz Yisrael, what they saw, the fruit that they brought back, how they brought it back, and then the Torah tells us they returned. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Chafei, the Torah says, "Vayashuvu mitura aretz miketz arba'im yoim," that it only took them 40 days. And Rashi here points out that really it should have taken them much more time. That a normal person would not be able to cover the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael in 40 days. How is it possible that they were able to do this in only 40 days? Rashi says, "Goli l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu sheyigzar aleihem yom l'shana." Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew that because of the negative report and the fallout of when they came back to Klal Yisrael, that there would be crying, and Klal Yisrael would say, "We don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael," they would be punished, that they would need to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. 1 year correlating to each day that the Meraglim were in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if we put ourselves in the minds of the Meraglim, if we can, one might think the following. The Torah tells us that when they went into Eretz Yisrael, each town that they went into were funerals. And Rashi explains that there was a funeral for each of the great and prominent people of each town in order to draw away attention from the Meraglim and their job to scope out the town, to scope out Eretz Yisrael and not be noticed. What did the Meraglim say? Eretz Achelus Eshvehahi. This is a land that eats its inhabitants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up for them that everything should go well, everything should go smooth, they should be able to come back and give their report, but they interpret it as the opposite. So obviously, the Meraglim knew that going to Eretz Yisrael was going to take them more than 40 days. It would take them probably a minimum of 80 to 120 days. And as they were in Eretz Yisrael and they saw that the traveling was sped up for them, they were able to get to places much quicker than they thought they were able to get to, would be able to get to originally. What probably went through their mind was the following, that it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is agreeing with our idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is agreeing with our assessment of Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us that when the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael, they went with a bad counsel. They went by Atzas Ra. They did not have the good intentions. Their intention was from the beginning to bring back a negative report about Eretz Yisrael. So here, when they saw that they had Kvisas HaDerech, they were able to get to places much faster and finish their journey, they undoubtedly said to themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. And this was mechazik them. This strengthened them in order to bring back an even more negative report than maybe they would have brought l'chatchila. Says Rashi, no. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this Kvisas HaDerech was not in order to encourage them, but was in order to help and mitigate the punishment that Klal Yisrael would have as a result of this. From here, Reb Shlomo Volbe says, we see a tremendous idea and a tremendous lesson. A person, when he sees events that are happening in his life, or he sees events around him, we have the tendency to go and interpret them as saying, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyachol on my side. What I'm doing is correct. You see from the successes of my actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to continue what I'm doing. And sometimes the opposite is true. A person has failure, he doesn't get to where he wants to get to, and he says, no, maybe my Avodas Hashem is wrong. What I'm doing right now is not correct. I should not continue what I'm doing because, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not on my side. I am not having Hatzlach in whatever it is I'm doing. Says Rav Shlomo Volbe, that is a mistake. From the Meraglim we see that we never know the Cheshbon of Shemayim. A person is never privy to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is agreeing with him or not agreeing with him, we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he does. We do know, Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Aleichecha, that when a person approaches Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person approaches Avodas Hashem, his approach has to be that I am going to do the Ratzon Hashem no matter what it is and no matter what the consequences may be. Not if I see Hatzlacha, I'll continue, and not if I don't see Hatzlacha, I won't continue. But a person has to do what the right thing is. A person has to do the Ratzon Hashem. And then Chazal tell us, Abol Etayr Messiah Nesai, V'Abol Etameh Messiah Nesai. If a person tries to do the right thing, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him success. If a person wants to do the wrong thing, if a person wants to stray from Avodas Hashem, so ultimately he'll have success too. As Chazal tell us, "Bederech she'adam reitza leilech melichan esay." In the way a person wants to go, Shemayim will help him. Shemayim will give him the strength to go the way he wants to go. But chas v'shalom, shall we interpret it as this is the Ratzon Hashem? This is what Hashem wants us to do. We have to do the Ratzon Hashem because we have to do the Ratzon Hashem, not because there's any gain or not because there's any advantage. A good and Shabbos.